My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
How about this for a birthday present, Paulie? I'm gonna give you the manager of the San Diego Padres for your birthday. Joining us now for the manager's report, Padres skipper Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking; it's better. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Good morning. Happy early birthday, Paulie.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you just had a birthday, and now you're celebrating up in San Francisco, the home stretch, I guess, as it were, Skip. And I know you've been through these before. I wanted to ask you, we heard from Crony the other day, and he said we got to start playing our best baseball right now, and it got me thinking a little bit. How does a team ratchet it up, you know, for the last couple of weeks, but also not press at the same time? It seems counterintuitive, but it's certainly something that that, you know, guys feel the pressure of.
Yeah, you hope to eliminate that, and you know, it's a great question and valid point. It's real, but really, ultimately, the balance is just going and playing, getting lost in the competition, being together, which this group is clearly together, enjoys playing with each other, and just going out and playing good, solid, fundamental baseball. And we've been able to do that for a good portion of the year, and just relying on what that looks like and playing the game the right way and executing. And you do those things. You throw strikes. You make routine plays. You do the right things offensively, including running bases. And, you know, we'll feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, for sure. And you got a nice shout-out in Ken Rosenthal's piece. He just wrote in The Athletic, and the piece was really focused on general manager A.J. Preller. But he was talking about you in your tenure here in your first season with the Padres. And he talked about how much you love to teach the game. And then he actually had it in caps, ball talk. He said, for his ball talk sessions. And we've talked to plenty of big leaguers. We asked them, Adam Jones and Brett Boone, we asked them, Schilty, about, you know, what did it used to be like? Oh, man, after the games, we'd sit around and split a case of beer and talk about the game, and guys just don't do that anymore. It sounds like you've got guys that are more willing to do that this season, talk about it with you. Tell us, if you could, about your ball talk sessions, and was that kind of important to you when you took over? I want to make sure these guys are in there talking about their craft every day.
Yeah, I think it's super important. You know, for whatever reason, I don't want to minimize it. I do think guys do talk. It's just maybe a different way of doing it. You know, there are long days for the guys. So after the game, they pretty much get out of there. They get home with their families, which is good, or just get away, which I think is healthy as well. But, you know, to the point you made, there's not as many, you know, just sit around, shoot the bull sessions. But I do think guys are having more, at least our group, and I've been really pleased with that, are having more organic baseball conversations. You see it during the game.
Yeah, all the time.
One thing that I've been the most pleased about is that in-game communication. What are you seeing? How do we make adjustments? You know, we do that and talk about the game prepared properly. You know, really, candidly, I can't ask for much more. But, you know, the ball talk's just a setting that I've done for, gosh, since I started coaching and managing 100 years ago. I just feel like it's important that we learn from the previous night. You know, we just got through having an experience individually and as a group. What do we take from it? And then what are we going to do to prepare for the day's game based on either last night or what we know about the intel we have for today's game? And, you know, that's just a continual improvement mindset that, you know, we just want to continue to be better as the series goes and the season goes. And, you know, I think it gives us our best chance to compete.
Talking to Padres skipper Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you mentioned that I think it's been noticed a million times on social media this year. You know, even Manny will strike out, but he's walking back to the dugout, grabs Xander and whispers something in his ear. Xander gets a hit, you know, and Xander does it to Crony, and Crony does it to this guy, and that's been something I think, you know, I don't think we've seen it here in a while. And there, like you said, there has been a ton of that in-game communication going on, and it just, you know, listen, I know the baseball season can go up and down, and you can have a hot streak and then just kind of a regular streak that all teams go through. But it seems like that mentality has been there all season long.
Yeah, I think, you know, it has been. It's not an easy one to cultivate. I applaud our players for doing it. You know, you get into real-time competition and, you know, something doesn't go well in that moment. You know, there's a frustration that rightfully players can have, and, you know, it might take them a while. Sometimes it takes them, you know, a couple of bats to get over. This group was able to refocus pretty quickly and stay present, and it's such a good teammate, man, to get through with having a bat that may not have gone your way and be able to come over and be able to share something that can help the next guy. And so that's just been a real positive for us and an asset for us in how we compete, and been a big part of how we have been able to have success.
It's the management report here with Mike Schilt on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, I was looking at the lineup the other night. It's obviously always great. Great sports talk radio fodder. You know, you get down through you get Jackson Merrill out in the 7 hole, and then you've got Donovan Solano there in the 8 hole, who is just a killer. I mean, fouls off 2 strikes and finds his way on base most of the time. And then you got a catcher like Kyle Higashioka's got 16 pops this year. Does he have more than 16 now, or is he at 16? I can't remember. Oh, I just threw that. I just threw that out of my out of my head. Sounds right. But you got, you know, a guy that can do some damage there at the bottom, and, you know, none of that's possible without Xander Bogaerts, Mike, moving back over to shortstop. So everyone wants to prognosticate, read the tea leaves. Does that mean with Xander going back to short, is Ha-Sung Kim? Do you foresee him maybe even being able to rejoin the team? And if he does he go right back to shortstop? How does that work in your mind?
Yeah, we're still, wait and see a little bit with Kimmy's arm. You know, he hadn't recovered as quickly as anybody would like, obviously himself included. And, mentioned the other day, wouldn't say he didn't have a step back necessarily, he didn't take the next step forward. And so, you know, we're still trying to figure out with him what he's going to be able to do. You know, as far as when he comes back, I think it's shortstop. I mean, there's a scenario he go to second base. That could be possible, I suppose. But I really, you know, based on being able to make a relay throw from even second, turn the double play, you know, him having his arm strength is going to be important regardless of position. He's done such a good job at short, but never rule anything out, but right now we're just trying to see the possibility of getting back here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Period.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because we made this point yesterday on our roundtable that typically in years past, there haven't been, and not a knock on these guys at all, but there haven't been the guys on the bench that you felt, I got to get them more ABs. I got to get them in the lineup. And I think Solano has been one of those guys. And David Peralta is another one. Like, you want to make sure you get that guy a chance to swing it when you can, which is, again, yeah, it's a good problem for a manager to have, but it's certainly a lot to reconcile too sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many spots. It's interesting when you either have an outfield jam or an extra player or two that, you know, has performed well. And now you have somebody come back from injury or you just have a deep team. You know, and rightfully people are like, oh, I want that guy in there, I want that guy in there. Like, at whose expense?
Right,
which
right.
It's a great, you know, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, there's, you try to pass the ball around, put him in good positions. You know, Peralta get an opportunity today. You know, he has success against Webb. So, but, yeah, you know, the Bogey moving over has created more opportunity for Donovan the last few days. Peralta today and the Lincoln Solano for sure.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. So we got 15 games left to go. You know, the way that it times out, you got every one of your starting pitchers gets, what, three more looks. What are you, as the skipper, looking for down the stretch from these guys? Because I'll tell you, every time all of them actually take the mound, I feel confident, and I see really, really good stuff. I don't see a ton of fatigue or anything like that. Sometimes you have those funky innings like Joe Musgrove had, the 6 minutes, you know. Other than that, he's been phenomenal. So down the stretch, everyone's going to get, you know, health assuming, three more starts. Skip, what are you looking for from your guys, your five guys in the rotation?
Yeah, nothing different than I've looked for. We look for all the time, you know. And, yeah, I'm the same with you. I feel good about every guy that goes out there and confident in what they're doing. And, you know, but really, same thing. Regardless of the first game, you know, 100th game, 162nd game, whatever the game may be, it's just going out and making sure you establish counts and control, you know, the strike zone with multiple pitches and give us a chance to win a ball game. That's all you can ask. And I see the same thing. Our starters are in a good place. You coming back, that was really encouraging. He was able to kick into a gear about the third the other day. And but I feel good about our starters. You know, we got C's going today, but you know, the ability to go out and control the zone, throw multiple pitches in the strike zone for strikes, you know, have good rhythm to what you're doing and Give us a good chance to win a ball game. That's all you can ask.
You know, as somebody that watches him pitch all the time, and of course, we're talking about you and Ruben Niebla, Dylan Cease, to me, remains one of the most fascinating pitchers in baseball and looks, you know, number one starter type stuff. When he struggles, and you can see him kind of get frustrated out there on the mound, what is it with Dylan? Is it just a command thing? Is it a rhythm thing that you just mentioned?
Yeah, I think that's probably similar with about every guy, and Dylan included. It's just not quite feeling in sync, not getting the ball where he wants to. You know, he's got two absolute plus pitches, like you say, number one quality stuff. But it's just, you know, regardless of pitcher, it's about being able to put it where you want fairly consistently and being able to make a quick adjustment when it happens. And, you know, Dylan's been great for us this year, and I'm excited to see him pitch tonight.
So one of the guys that caught Dylan Cease and caught his no-hitter is Luis Camposano. And I read your quotes earlier in the week, heard you talking about Campy. And again, we had the same convo as it pertained to Matt Waldron. You know, Campy was, you know, he got hurt, and Higgy stepped up, certainly, and Camposano did not perform probably the way you guys wanted to or expected him to, and he expected himself to. That conversation had to be pretty tough, sending him down. And what do you guys expect from Luis, you know, getting sent down to El Paso? What would you like to see from him?
Yeah, you know, you think he captured pretty well. Tough conversation, clearly, for Campy. There's been a lot of growth take place with Campy over the last really 2 years, but definitely this year he's taking some of the next steps that we're looking for him to take. And you mentioned the injury, the thumb that, you know, put him on the IL for a little bit of time. And, you know, Higgy took advantage of his opportunities, played well and received well and did a lot of things that, you know, obviously swung the bat and did a lot of things behind the plate that were real positive. And, you know, Campy wasn't able to get as much time again, so he didn't have as much chance to play and get his rhythm. So, you know, to catch 22 that we talked about a little earlier with just in general. But, you know, we got Diaz, which we have a lot of confidence in as well. Got this, you know, experienced guy in the league that we just looked up, and the three catchers, there wasn't as much need for it. You know, we could hit for him, have another guy come in. And that's one way we were using, you know, some of the Sano and Peralta piece when they weren't playing, which thought was effective. But, you know, once we decided to go with Bogey and move him over to shore, didn't see the need for those guys to be used in that way and not as much use for the third catcher. So, you know, allowed Campy to go down and get some more playing time.
Talking to Mike Schilt here, last one for me, Skip. So we've asked all the baseball questions. So you're in San Francisco, and we had a debate earlier. Paulie thinks – now, I said we know Schilty pretty well. He had Chipotle last night on the night off, and Paulie said, no, I think he got a bread bowl down at the wharf. And I said, there is no way.
When in San Francisco?
He said that you're a when in San Francisco guy.
Well, let's see. Yesterday I had lunch at the restaurant at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then last night, I got a haircut yesterday.
Nice.
It was really exciting. And yep. Then came back, finished a book, and got some room service, got some chicken wings.
Ooh.
And fries. Really, really got after it and ate good.
Hey, listen, it's like the playoff run. I mean, I've been watching the team eating. I'm not hungry. I just eat because I get stressed, and you can't really be eating in the dugout. I wouldn't think so. You got to get your junk food in when you can, Skip. I'm actually coming up tonight with my family. First time at Oracle. So excited to come out, watch Cease throw, and hopefully be able to get to Logan Webb and win a ball game tonight. And we're excited about the stretch run. I know you are too.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Looking forward to tonight and the stretch run. And again, happy birthday, Paulie. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much, Skip. We'll let's get a dub tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.